outside. Cars pass quietly on the streets, going from one place to another. Gentle lights are lit along the roads. Only a few blocks from here, there's a whole street of houses with bright lights and joyful colors celebrating the Christmas season. People walking up and down with candy canes and wrapped tightly in their coats. It's a night a lot like any other night at this time of year in Edmonton. And yet tonight we sing hymns like Silent Night, Holy Night, or O Holy Night, hymns that suggest that there is something special happening. That something has happened that is quite out of the ordinary. That something especially holy has taken place. The Gospel of Luke describes the night of Jesus' birth this way. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The fascinating thing about the story of Jesus' birth is that the night he describes is just like any other night. Joseph and his soon-to-be wife Mary, they take a journey in order to be registered for a government census. Very boring, normal stuff. While they're gone, she gives birth. There are people milling about in town for the census. There are government officials and people who live there just going about their everyday business. There was nothing particularly holy in itself about December the 25th or whatever day Jesus was born. And that's what should strike us every single year that we celebrate Jesus coming, is that the night that Jesus was born was so special because of who he is. That the night is special because Jesus is holy. He's the appearance of God in flesh. He's God's holy perfection in a boy, in a little baby. And the wonder of Christmas is that the holy God stepped into an ordinary place with ordinary people, just like us, in order to make them holy too. December is a wonderful time to celebrate the first appearance of God's Son and to wait eagerly for his second coming, because Jesus Christ is holy. And we can be holy too. We can be set apart as belonging to God when we receive his coming with faith. And that ought to cheer us on a night like tonight. An ordinary night with ordinary people into which the extraordinary and holy Christ steps to shine his light in the darkness and to proclaim the forgiveness and love of God, even on a night like any other night. Jesus Christ brings a message unlike any other. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus Christ, that he came to an ordinary place with ordinary people to show his extraordinary holiness and to show us his extraordinary gospel. Lord, we pray that as we celebrate Christ's birth tonight and a couple of weeks from now, that we will see that what is holy about all of it is Jesus Christ. Let's celebrate joyfully and with faith in him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.